Hallelujah. Well, happy holidays. Today is the ending of the Feast of Sukkot, which is one of the many Jewish holidays where normally they would like to go make a pilgrimage to the temple in Jerusalem. And since they do not have that now, they face where Jerusalem would be, and they do a wave offering to the east, and then to the south, and then to the west, and then to the north. And so it is really to celebrate God's provision when he took them from Egypt into the Exodus. That's a good thing to celebrate, right? And every year, they want to remember it. So God commanded them to celebrate this feast. Now, some people translated that Sukkot to mean Feast of Tabernacles, but it's not the tabernacle where they made an altar to worship God. It's really another translation means the Feast of Booths or Tents, because they lived in tents or makeshift lean-tos when they were in the wilderness. They didn't say, we're going to go camping tomorrow when we make our unleavened bread, and let's go get all the stuff that we need to get out of Egypt. They left in a haste, and that's why their bread didn't have time to rise, and therefore we now have matzos, flatbread, okay? So when they were in the wilderness, they used whatever they had to make these shelters to sleep in, okay? So at least 2.5 walls need to be erected for a sukkah, which is singular of a booth or tent, and sukkot is the plural of everyone doing it. And so I'm thinking 2.5 walls. I'd want 4 walls covered. You know, I don't want anyone to see me sleeping, and I don't want to hear somebody else snoring next door to me, you know. And I'm thinking that's kind of an interesting thing, but that's their requirement, okay? So they would put, like, say, canvas or whatever they had, sheets on 2 sides and maybe half of the back. And I'm thinking maybe because it was hot. It was hot in the desert, and so they kind of wanted that breeze to come in, you know, but give them some kind of privacy between their neighbor. And then on the top, it's supposed to have something that was made from nature, like wood branches or something like that. And so they could see the stars, but then they were kind of covered from, like, if it got a little bit cold or in the morning when the sun came up, it wouldn't burn them. So they are commanded, the Jews, to build a sukkah every year where they dwell in that during the whole 7 to 8 days of Feast of Tabernacles, Feast of Booths. And one of the things that Pastor Joshua was saying was when he researched this, because, you know, we live the New Testament gospel, and we are not Messianic Jews, so we have to go back and research that. You know, Pastor Joshua is my uncle, and he and I are part Chinese, so we didn't know about that stuff, you know. So if they had chopsticks back then, we would have known what to do with them, right? But they used wood instead on the roof, not chopsticks, okay? So this is what some Messianic Jewish scholars are saying. Not necessarily are we in agreement with it, but this is what's out there, is that every 50 years, there's a jubilee, right? In the Jewish custom, where debts are canceled. Hallelujah. Wouldn't you want all your debts canceled? Okay. And then where people will say to you, hey, you owed me $500 for this credit card, and now your balance is 0. Wouldn't you be jumping up and down like me? Now, don't go spending a whole lot more, you know, so they can cancel that too. That's not what it's for. But, or if there's a sale at Macy's or something. But that would make you rejoice. How about if somebody was a slave and was born into slavery and they said, you can go free? Wow, that guy would be jumping up and down, right? And then what if they said that if you lost land because of bankruptcy, it would be given back to you. Wow! You'd be jumping up and down for that too, right? And if they said anything that you had lost would be restored to you completely. Hallelujah. That's what happens in the 50th year of Jubilee. And so they became jubilous. Is that a word? Jubilant. Right? And so then they celebrated at the end of that, the time of harvest, when they brought in all the crops, and it was a fall festival to thank God for also his provision of the crops. And so they would give the first fruits of those crops to the Lord so that the next year crops would be just as bumperous, as generous, as grand and jubilous as that year. Right? So Sukkot is the time of rejoicing. It starts at the end of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a time in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah where they are celebrating the new year. Then they come into Yom Kippur afterwards to have a day of fasting and atonement and repentance of their sins so God would forgive them. And so as ABCers, we are taught to do that on a daily basis frequently. And then they rejoice after their sins have been forgiven with Sukkot. See, the rejoicing of provision. But what came before it? Repentance. Interesting? Because you can't rejoice without purification. Right? And so I know that you probably have done your morning prayer already. But there might be some new people watching by live stream. And let's just go and say a prayer of repentance so that God's holiness will be the holiest that it can be in our services. And before you come to service, many of you do ask God to forgive you of your sins. And then we establish the kingdom of God and we invite the Holy Spirit to be in our services. But just in case there's some newcomers, let's do it again as a corporate anointing in unification, okay? So repeat with me and say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I repent of any sins that I may have had since the last time I repented, according to 1 John 1:9, and I repent of any sins that I am unaware of. I receive forgiveness for these sins. I renounce the legal right of Satan to these sins. I bind up Satan. You cannot affect me, my finances, my body, my health, my life, my possessions, my home, my income, or my family because of these sins. I break off demonic attachments to these sins. My sins have been washed by the precious blood of Jesus. I come under the protection of the blood of Jesus. And I ask you, Holy Spirit, to fall fresh upon me now in the name of Jesus. And the will of our Heavenly Father will be done in this service today on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name. And all God's people that agree say, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! So happy holiday. Woo! We now get to rejoice because Jesus is our Jubilee. We have a new covenant that's better than the old covenant. We have a new covenant that's been fulfilled from the past. And we don't have to wait 50 years to be set free. We have already been set free from the cross on the tree. So every day is Jubilee. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. You have been set free from death, hell, and the grave. You have been set free from every sickness that would try to attack your body. You have been given every provision from the throne of heaven because of what Jesus did for you. You have been given Jubilee. You are no longer slave to sin. You are no longer under demonic power. You are under the anointing of God and God's power. And God says, rejoice, my people. Rejoice. Woo! Rejoice. Hallelujah. Rejoice in the Lord. And I say that the temple of God is now our bodies, the temple of the Holy Spirit. As I tell you what the Bible tells us, that he lives in us. Jesus is in our hearts. The Holy Spirit is inside of us. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We don't have to turn to the east. We don't have to worship the temple. We worship the God who caused them to build the temple. We have the presence and the glory of God inside of us. And that sukkah, that feast of booths, it is the flesh that would have a place for God to come and dwell in. It is inside of us. We are celebrating that Jesus is our God and he dwells inside each of us. Wherever we go. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Now, here's something very interesting. Part of the Sukkot blessings, which we're going to decree today, is that they rejoice when they return to Jerusalem. They want to go to Jerusalem the next year again. Even though those that had gone and were in Jerusalem, they prayed they would be so blessed that they'd be able to return, okay? Now that they can't all go to the temple because the temple is buried, they still rejoice that one day they'll all get to go and be in that temple because it's where their God has commanded them to worship, right? They also rejoice in the coming of the Messiah, in the time of Sukkot. They prepare and usher him in by worshiping him and thanking him for him. He is coming, but we know he has come. We know Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the Messiah who gave his life for us and paid his sins so that we could have Jubilee, that we could have prosperity, that we have all debts paid from the time that we became born again. It was already paid for. We don't have to wait every 7 years. We don't have to wait for 50 years so that things are set free and debts are canceled and we have restoration. He paid that when he died and when we received him as Lord and Savior. Amen? So today, as Christians, we rejoice in the Feast of Sukkot as a returning of our Messiah. Amen?
Amen.
Not the first coming, but the second coming. And do you know that Jews decided to do something God never asked them to do, even though in their Torah, it tells them not to add or take away from the Word of God? Now, we worship the Jewish God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But Jesus came to give us a new and better covenant, okay? So we have a partnership with him. We have a contract with him. Christians are the only ones that call God his rightful name of God. Jews are forbidden to pronunciate the name of their God. Where does that say that in the Torah? Nowhere. But guess what they do? Everything that is done of fear is not of God. So in Exodus, when they decided that the commandment said, do not take the name of your Lord in vain or misuse it, they decided to not say Yahweh. And they write it YHWH. They take out the other vowels in between. And when they write it in English, it's G hyphen D. We say Yahweh. We sing to Yahweh. We know that he said to Moses, tell them that I am the God that am. He said to tell them. And if he told Moses to tell them, then he must want them to know who he is and say his name. Or he wouldn't have given us all the names. That is his name. And he has an abundance of names. So see, Christians take for granted the power that we have through the cross, that we can come to Abba Daddy. The veil has been torn. We have nothing separating us and the Heavenly Father. We come through Jesus, the way, the truth, and life, so that we can get to our Abba Daddy and say, Yahweh, we love you. Say that. Yahweh, we love you. Say, Yahweh, we worship you.
Yahweh, we worship you.
Yahweh, you are holy.
Yahweh, you are holy.
Yahweh, you are worthy.
Yahweh, you are worthy.
Yahweh, you are lovely.
Yahweh, you are lovely.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
You have a privilege to live in a country, in a land that is still free, that you can speak the name of God. Hallelujah. And not only can you speak the name of God, but you can use the name of Jesus, his son, because there's all power has been given to that name underneath this earth, in the heavens, and on this earth. You are a disciple of Jesus if you follow his way, if you abide in him, if you continue in his word, because he is the word. Use the name of Jesus. We worship Jesus today. We rejoice in Jesus because he has fulfilled the Feast of Sukkot. We thank you, Jesus, for what you've done for us, what the price that you have paid so that we are free in Jesus' name, and that you are God of everything that we need. Hallelujah. We rejoice. And it's very interesting. The Jews say this in their prayer, that when they go back to Jerusalem, that they believe that Messiah will defeat Leviathan, the dragon of the sea. And he will take the skin of Leviathan and make it to be the canvas and covering of the sukkah, and that they will eat of his flesh because he will be defeated, because their Messiah defeats Leviathan. Interesting? When they say next year in Jerusalem, that is what they mean. Messiah defeats Leviathan. But they're asking him to defeat him. They don't know he's already defeated. But we do, the new and better covenant. We know, we live it, but we need to experience it and release that in our lives, because the same anointing that raised Jesus from the dead, the same glory is inside of each believer and those that are filled with the Spirit of God. And so therefore, we need to start seeing the provision of God in our lives on a daily basis and release the blessings that God has provided for us in the New Testament. And we rejoice of what he has done for the Jews in the Exodus, the provision, but we rejoice in the provision of each person that comes to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, so that he may dwell inside our sukkah, our flesh, in our hearts, and that we will always know that Leviathan has been defeated and that our Messiah has already come, and we worship him, and we are now preparing his second coming. Do you know why God wants you to be prosperous? One and only reason, so that you could use that money to expand the kingdom of God and prepare for the end times. The only reason. And if we have any other motives, then it's not of God. Because we shall be the vessels of rivers of living water by which his blessings will flow through us to others and do as the Heavenly Father wills. Not our will, but his will. Amen. And so he will continue to bless those that continue to do his will. Well, those that brought in the first fruits, do you know the smart ones brought in a bigger seed, a bigger offering, because they were declaring what they wanted for the next year. See, if you bring in 10%, you're only in obedience. But if you bring in more than that 10%, now God says, there's a man or woman of faith. There's a woman who is giving me what they cherish. And God receives that offering unto himself as sweet savory and blesses you back. And that's where you come into the 30, 60, and 100 fold. Today, you ask God how much you're going to wave to him in your offering and thank him for all his provision and what he's done for you in anticipation of the harvest you want for next year. You want the same amount you received this year, you give the same. But if you want a bigger offering, you give a bigger seed. And we are giving it to God to worship him as an act of worship. I give you what is so important to me, my earthly treasure. I give to you, my God, because I love you. I thank you. I am grateful to you. And so you ask God today when you give in the offering, am I going to give just enough? Or I already gave my tithes for this month, so I don't have to give today. But you ask the Lord, can I give you something beautiful and wonderful that is a sacrifice of praise, because I'm going to show you how much I love you and I love the church that you've put me in to sit under, to receive, so that I could grow and that I could help my family and I could see the fruit of the Holy Spirit in my life. Oh, I praise God for that. I praise God for ABC. I'm so sorry for those who have come and received and left because they're no longer receiving the beautiful word of God and the revelation that we're getting. I can't thank God enough that we are in the right place at the right time so that we will know what to do, where to go. We will know that the demons flee from us. We will know that diseases look at us and say, ah, I can't get into that body. Yeah. And I'm going to jump off of this body now. Yeah. In Jesus' name. As you know who you are in Christ Jesus, Leviathan the devil has no place in our lives. No place at all. Isn't that worth rejoicing for? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, they rejoice for God's promise during the Exodus. They rejoice for God's provision of the fall harvest. They rejoice for the Messiah's coming and will defeat Leviathan, the dragon sea monster. They rejoice for the rain. We rejoice for the rain here in the Southwest in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So that we have more harvest. We rejoice of the rain of the showers of heaven as God opens up the windows of heaven to those tithers and pours out blessings upon us that we have no room to contain or hold, and blessings will run to overtake those that are tithers, those that give extra offerings, those that say, Lord God, I dare to believe that you give exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask or think. So I'm going to dare to give a bigger seed so I can get more abundance. Hallelujah. We rejoice with a wave offering and we don't have to face Jerusalem. We face our God, our King who's in heaven, and we give our first fruit today of our sacrifice of praise, of our worship, of our money, of our heart. Do you know that wave offering is made up of a fruit, like a lemon, like a citron? And they also have different branches. They have a palm branch, and then they have a couple other branches. And so it's four of them put together. It's because it represents the body, the mouth, the eye, and the heart. The body, the mouth, the eye, and the heart. From which sin can come. And they wave the offering because their sins were forgiven at Yom Kippur, they thank the Lord that they are sin-free nation. But they can only do that once a year as the priest does it for them. But our high priest has already done it for us forever as we have received what he has done. So we don't have to be on death row. Amen? That we have been justified by Jesus Christ. And we're justified by the words of our mouth. As we speak, we have to be careful what we say. So we align our words with the word of God. Amen? Hallelujah. So we are going to say a blessing upon ourselves of the Sukkot blessing prayers. And I've revised them for Christians, okay? But it is the word of the Lord. And it is a blessing that God receives. So say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Blessed are you, Lord our God.
Blessed are you, Lord our God.
Sovereign of the universe.
Sovereign of the universe.
Who creates the fruit of the vine.
Who creates the fruit of the vine.
And who blesses me.
And blesses me.
With an abundance of income.
With an abundance of income.
For the kingdom of God.
Who made all things exist
through his word,
through his son Jesus Christ,
chosen us
among all people,
and we have chosen him to be our God
as born again
Christians, adult children
of God,
our Abba Father.
And filled with his spirit.
And we exalt you, Lord.
And
you promote us
above every tongue and nation.
You sanctify us
and make us holy
with your commandments
and your covenants
and what Jesus did for us on the cross.
And you gave us, Lord our God,
all of this
with your agape love.
We thank you
for giving us the Sabbath
for our rest.
We thank you for appointing
the festivals
like this festival of Sukkot
for gladness,
for times of joy,
to celebrate.
And we thank you, Lord,
for your love towards us.
And we make a holy convocation
and a memorial,
thanking you for what you did for the Hebrews.
From the Exodus of Egypt,
that you provided for them.
And you call
them your chosen people.
And you call us
your chosen people
because we've been engrafted
into the vine,
adopted
into the family of God.
We thank you, Lord, for your divine favor.
And we have gladness and joy.
Because you, Lord,
Yahweh,
have given us
the inheritance
with Jesus
as co-heirs
with Christ Jesus.
Blessed are you, our God,
who sanctifies
and blesses
Israel,
the Christian church,
the body of Christ,
and us here at ABC Church,
and the four seasons.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord our God,
sovereign of the universe,
who has sanctified and purified us
with your commandments
and your New Testament,
and you commanded us
to have God and Jesus dwell inside of us.
And the Holy Spirit,
because we are the temple
of the Holy Spirit.
Blessed are you, Lord, sovereign God.
Blessed are you,
Blessed are you, Lord, sovereign God.
Of the universe.
Of the universe.
Who kept the Hebrews alive during the Exodus.
Who keep us alive now in the end times?
Who sustains us?
And enables us to fulfill every year and every season in prosperity.
We give you our wave offering of thanks, O Lord. We love you, O Lord.
We
praise you, O Lord. And we will have an offering in our hands
at the end of service
as the Holy Spirit instructs us
as an act of worship
of thanksgiving
and gratitude
and rejoicing of what you've done for us
and what we're asking you to do
for our next year and the years to come.
And you are the God of our ancestors.
And I thank you
that you
have overcome
Leviathan.
Because Jesus
overcame
death, hell,
and the grave,
and gave me life eternal.
And that is the best thing to rejoice
about.
And I thank you, Lord,
that we give you a clap offering now.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord.
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 There's a scripture that says when you clap, it breaks bondages.
And a lot of bondages have just been broken off of each one of you
and in your lives in Jesus' name.
Now, because the Jews could not say the name of Yahweh because they chose not to. God didn't tell them. They didn't want to sin, so they just made it so that it was like, you know, a sure way to not sin, to not take his name in vain. So they just didn't say it.
We have the privilege to talk to his face. We have the privilege to thank him for being our Yahweh, our Lord. That's what it means, Lord.
Now, some Bibles translate the same name as Jehovah. But it's really originally Yahweh. God has many names. Adonai, Elohim. And I want us to say it this way. I want us to decree and prophesy into our lives that he is not just Jehovah Jireh, the God that provides for us. He is Yahweh Jireh, our provider. He is not just Jehovah Rapha who heals us. He is Yahweh Rapha. He is not just Jehovah Nisi, our banner, our flag that stands up against the enemies and say, back off, because Jesus has already defeated you. He's Jehovah. He is Yahweh Nisi. He is not just Jehovah Mikdash. He's Jehovah and Yahweh Mikdash who sanctifies us and has made us holy, sin-free, so that we could have the glory of God indwelling in us, because sin cannot be before God. He's not just Jehovah Shalom, but Yahweh Shalom and our peace. And that covenant of peace means nothing lacking, nothing broken. It means provision. It means health. It means prosperity. It means deliverance and spiritual cleansing. It means restoration of everything. Hallelujah. He's not just Jehovah Elohim. He is Yahweh Elohim. He is Lord, our God of all. He's not just Jehovah Tsidkenu, he's Yahweh Tsidkenu, our righteousness, because without righteousness, we could not be born again. Hallelujah. He's not just Jehovah Rohi, he's Yahweh Rohi, our shepherd. And in the name of Jesus, God does not want you to listen to any other voices in the world, no demonic influences, that he is God, our shepherd, and we shall hear only the voice of our good shepherd in Jesus' name. He is not just Jehovah Shammah, he is Yahweh Shammah,
the Lord who is always there for us. Hallelujah. No matter if no one else is.
He is not just Jehovah Sabaoth. He is Yahweh Sabaoth, the commander in chief as the Lord of hosts of the armies of heaven, and can only be that for you if you are a tither. Those of you who have not been tithing on a regular basis, you can repent and ask God to forgive you and start fresh. But it is our command so that we would have that protection of God, and so that we would be obedient to him. God doesn't need your money. He is wealthy. He made all the universe. This little earth is like a little pimple on the back of an elephant. He doesn't need our money. He creates what he wants. But he wants us to obey him. He wants us to give an act of worship of our treasure, of everything that means the most to us. The best we give to him, not our worst. The best and more than we think we could because of thanksgiving. And he receives it. He receives it and says, oh, look at my children, my adult children. They are loving me. They are honoring me. They bring everything from their heart and their treasure to worship me. And guess what he does? We don't do it to get more money. We do it to love him. We do it to worship him, to honor him, to adore him. The three kings that brought gold, incense, and myrrh, it was estimated to be like millions of dollars worth. It was the best earth had to offer. God wants your heart more than anything else. Those of you that are not born again yet, those of you that have not given your whole life to him, your dreams, your goals, your aspirations, we are going to give a wave offering today of everything that we treasure, everything that is dear to us, including our money, to him. And those that may not be born again, I'm going to lead you in a prayer. And those that are born again, let's affirm that as a thanksgiving of what he did for us. I don't want anybody to miss out on this feast. I don't want anybody not to be able to celebrate today because God told me he's going to pour out exceedingly abundant blessings upon us today as we bring our offerings of praise and our money and our treasures to him. So let's affirm our faith. Say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I believe
that Jesus
is my Lord and Savior.
That he died on the cross for me.
On that tree at Calvary.
Paid my price for sin.
For not receiving him
as Messiah.
And I believe you are my Messiah.
I believe you are my Lord and Savior.
I renounce the works of Satan in my life.
I believe Jesus was raised on that third day.
And he resurrected.
And that my body
can be changed
in the twinkling of an eye.
And that I've been given life
and life more abundantly
and eternal salvation.
And God is now my heavenly Father,
my Abba Daddy,
my
Yahweh,
my everything.
Jesus is my King.
And Holy Spirit,
come and fill me
with all your gifts
and help me to live
in all your fruit,
for you are everything.
And I love you, Lord.
I love you, God. And I thank you for this day of rejoicing that I've been set free. I become debt free. I have been given restoration of all the devil stole from me. I thank you, Lord, that I could call your name, Yahweh. And I love you. And I praise you. And I thank you. That I'm born again, and I've asked you to fill me with your spirit. And I thank you that I'm full of you, Holy Spirit. And use me for your glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
You would think after all these years, I'd be used to seeing the Holy Spirit just weave his tapestry of things to come. I mean, for those of you who are here at the 10 o'clock service, I had no idea what she was going to speak on. And I had a big challenge because God wanted me to do a wave offering. And I'm thinking, how can I do a wave offering without teaching on it? And I won't have time to teach after she speaks. But guess what? She'll start on it. I have some words to add to that. See, God says that obedience is better than sacrifice. All these offerings we see in the Old Covenant are all sacrifices to replace the obedience of the people. Not because they shouldn't be obedient, but because they weren't. Just as we would not be obedient without the blood of Jesus Christ. Because of the blood of Jesus, our sins have been washed away and God sees us as obedient. God sees us as righteous. For obedience is better than sacrifice. Now, Jesus died and was risen from the dead. The first to overcome death for us under this new covenant. He is the first fruit of many brethren. And we are the first fruits of Jesus being planted in the earth. Because we are going to be alive and remain until Jesus returns. We are going to overcome death. Because he did it for us. We're the first fruit of his ministry. We are the fruit. Now let me read to you just a couple of scriptures here. So from Leviticus 23:34, God says to Moses, "Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of the 7th month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto the Lord." In Deuteronomy 16, verse 13, "Thou shalt observe the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days after you have gathered in the corn and the wine." Deuteronomy 16, verse 16. Deuteronomy 16, verse 16. "Three times in a year shall all the males appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose in the Feast of the Unleavened Bread." The three times are the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, the Feast of the Weeks, and the Feast of Tabernacles. "And they shall not appear before the Lord empty." So these are the three convocations where they go up to Jerusalem, to the temple. Now turn in your Bible to Leviticus 23. Leviticus 23. Jesus is your jubilee. Hold your place there in Leviticus 23. I'm going to read to you from Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61. Jesus quotes Isaiah 61 in Luke 4:18. I'm going to read from Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61, verse 1 and 2. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek." That's teaching the meek how to be born again. "He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, because our hearts were divided, not set upon God. And Jesus came so our hearts would be set upon God. To proclaim liberty to the captives, because we were all in bondage, and our souls were ensnared by the enemy. Jesus came to set our souls free. To proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison doors to those who were bound. to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance, the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of Jubilee, the day to which all the other jubilees are foreshadowing. Let me read to you from Luke 4:18. Luke 4:18, Jesus says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor." That's getting us born again. "He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives," setting the captives free, "and recovery of sight to the blind, so that we can have eyes that see, so we can have ears that hear," which means that the Spirit of God is controlling us, enabling us to see and hear. This has to do primarily with the mind, that we're no longer bound by the mind to see what the mind sees, but we are seeing what the Holy Spirit reveals to us. "To set at liberty them that are bruised, so that nothing of the enemy shall by any means hurt us. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord." Then in verse 21, Jesus says, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." This day is it fulfilled. So in Leviticus 23, verse 34 identifies the day, the Feast of Tabernacles. Okay. It says, verse 36, "7 days you shall make an offering made by fire unto the Lord. On the 8th day shall be a holy convocation." On the 8th day. Now, if we look over here in verse 10, "Speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when you come into the land which I give you and shall reap the harvest, therefore you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priests. And he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted for you. On the morning after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it." So this is the morning after the Sabbath. We are the first fruits. And God wants obedience. In Romans 12, verse 1, it says that you shall present your body as a living sacrifice. Present your body as a living sacrifice. That is the primary way of offering I want you to give God. I want you to understand you're the first fruits to overcome death. You're the first fruits that's going to go into the new kingdom. You are the fruit. You are also the priest. So you, the priest, in obedience, will wave the first fruit, which is yourself. And as you worship in these two songs, in particular the second one, I want you to raise your hand and just sway back and forth, waving before the Lord. Waving before the Lord. You're giving to the Lord a wave offering. And the wave offering of the first fruit, which is you. And you are the priest who's doing it. Because Jesus has made you a king and a priest. You're going to present the wave offering of yourself to the Lord. And I'm going to encourage you to speak to the Lord and say, "Lord, I desire to be totally obedient to you. That you lead me and guide me so that all of me, my heart, soul, mind, my body, my words, my work, everything will be in obedience to you. And I give you my body as a living sacrifice." That's the wave offering I'm going to ask you to do. Why? Because this is the ending of Sukkot? No. Because this is the 70th of the 50-year period. Every 49 years, and then the 50th year is the year of Jubilee. There have been 70 of them. And this is the last one. There have been 40 jubilees since Jesus came. 40 jubilees. This is the last jubilee before the Messiah comes back and is recognized by the Jews who love God. This is the last one. And this last one, I want you to go one step further. and give all you have. Just as Pastora Karen was preaching, give everything you have to God. I want you to give everything to God because you're the first fruit and you're giving him the entire first fruit. Nobody can do it but you. I'm going to play two songs. The first song is I Exalt Thee. The second one is Dance With Me. Sometimes, during that second song in particular, I urge you to wave the first fruits before your God and your King and be grateful that you are living in Jubilee because you are living in Christ Jesus with your Jubilee. Amen? Would worship him in spirit and in truth. We thank you, Lord. We choose to worship you in spirit, to be obedient to you, for obedience is the first worship. And we choose to worship you in truth, that we have dedicated our bodies and all that we are to you. They belong to you anyway, for we are purchased with a price. But we dedicate them to live the truth of your word, to live in wholeness before you, that our bodies would be living sacrifices. We praise you and thank you, Lord, that we can celebrate and be joyful because we have been redeemed and we are in Christ Jesus, our Messiah, and he is our Jubilee. Amen. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, in your dancing and presenting yourself as a first fruit, you presented everything that you have and everything that you are. So if you have already given offerings and you want that to be your first fruit, it's done. And some of you have actually brought up first fruits, have brought up an offering, special offering, since Pastor Karen mentioned that. If others would like to do that, I would like Pastor Matthew and Penny to come stand up here and hold the offering baskets. And if anybody would like to come up with a special offering, this is the time to do it. There's no obligation. You've already presented your offerings, and you've already presented all that you are to God. My wife and I are going to pray over this offering. We thank you, Lord, for your word. It says the prophets, repeating over and over, a line, a precept, a revelation that they repeat over and over and draw closer unto you. We thank you, Lord, that you have opened up our hearts and you're teaching us, leading us, and guiding us. We thank you, Father, for this, the final 50th year jubilee before Jesus returns. What an honor to be here and to participate in Sukkot. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for those who have made us aware of this. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you for the hearts and the people who've danced before you and waved that first fruit offering. That we all we have, we give to you, Lord. For it's your way, and there is no other way. We thank you, Lord God, that you have put your love in our hearts, so we love you. We love you, Lord. Help us to love you even more. For we love you because you first loved us. And we love righteousness because we are redeemed by the Lamb. Yes. Help us, Lord, to hunger and thirst more and more for righteousness. Yes. More and more for righteousness is what you desire. Yes. Holiness is what we seek, Lord. Yes. We thank you, Father, that we have sought the kingdom of God, righteousness, peace, and joy, and your righteousness. We thank you that because we have the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus, then we can seek our righteousness in him. And we thank you, Lord, that Jesus has been made unto us wisdom and righteousness, sanctification and redemption. And we thank you, Lord, that you're giving us the wisdom to understand that we are righteous in God's sight, and that by knowing we're righteous, We're not bound by condemnation to sin. Sin has no dominion over us, so we can be sanctified to move into the fullness of our redemption, spirit, heart, soul, body, works, that we will truly be alive and remain when Jesus returns. We thank you, Lord, that because of all this, we give these tithes and offerings because we love you. And because these tithes and offerings invoke Jehovah Sabaoth to break the holds of hell and bondages upon our lives and the lives of our families and our loved ones and all that pertains to us, we thank you, Lord. We give these holy tithes and holy offerings to a holy God. And we thank you, Lord, that we are truly blessed in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Father, in your word, you say that obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is straight out the gate for us to be hearers and doers of the word. Sacrifice means we're not, and then we have to go back afterwards and repent. And yes, we can come back to you, and yes, we can come back, and it's good, but it's not your best. Whether we understand it or not makes no difference. We understand that you are God. You are our Father. You have given us your word to live by. You have given us the instructions how to do things your way, to think like you, to speak like you, to act like you. And your ways are far above man's ways. Man's ways destroy us. For man says to hoard and save for a rainy day. And God says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosoms, because you have given in obedience to God. We thank you, Lord, that you honor each and every one who has given today of their tithes, of their offerings. These special seeds, these first fruits, these wave offerings, we give unto you with our whole hearts, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that it means how much we love you, how much we desire to be obedient to your word, to be all that you created us to be. And this is how we succeed. This is how we're victorious. This is how we go forward, hand in hand with you leading us and guiding us and directing us and showering us with our Ephesians 3:20 lifestyles. We give you all praise and glory, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.